Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Adriana Garzón had a nightly ritual with her son, Brian Rio Garzón.
Our routine was to always say goodbye and a prayer.
When he was taken into detention by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, he repeatedly asked to speak with her, but he'd been forbidden by staff from making calls as a precaution meant to prevent the spread of illness. He'd also asked for mental health treatment. He was on his fourth day in isolation when he took his own life.
He asked for psychological help. They didn't give it to him. To me, that's negligence.
Brian Rio Garzón's death in April 2025 was the first in a spike of suicides by ICE detainees. An investigation by Associated Press has found at least 10 detainees have died by suicide since Trump took office in January 2025, a pace which far exceeds the growth in the detainee population. It's a big jump, as ICE usually records one or no such deaths annually. Dr. Sanjay Basu from the University of California, San Francisco, says the figures point to broader mental health failures within the detention system, as tens of thousands of immigrants are swept up in the Trump administration's aggressive deportation strategy.
The proportion being so high, you know, essentially one in five deaths from suicide, suicide being the most extreme endpoint of a broader mental health concern, indicates that something is going profoundly wrong if that many suicides are occurring as a proportion of people.
The Department of Homeland Security says suicide remains extremely rare, and detention staff follow strict protocols to ensure the safety of detainees who show signs of self-harm. ICE has repeatedly said it screens detainees within 12 hours of arrival for medical, dental, and mental health conditions. But Associated Press found it took 35 hours to conduct the initial medical screening for Mr. Garzón. These concerns and the AP investigation follows the closure earlier this month of the Office of the Immigration Detention Ombudsman. The office reviewed abuse and misconduct in the immigration detention system. The report on suicides comes as hundreds of people inside Delaney Hill Detention Centre in New Jersey begin a hunger strike to protest conditions inside. Gabriela Soto's husband is among them.
I am the wife of Martin Soto. He is a participant in the hunger strike, but they retaliated against him. They're singling him out. This is a collective unified team of over 300 detainees across all units inside. It is not just a one person.
According to a letter from those inside the facility, basic conditions are not being met.
Food containing worms are in a state of decay. Unresolved issues, particularly the bathrooms, which are terrible and inhumane conditions. Ventilation problems. Serious health issues. Most people have a persistent flu with phlegm that won't go away. Many have conjunctivitis, urinary tract infections, fever and coughs. Medical care issues. If you're sick, you have to submit a request that takes 2 weeks to be answered, or you never get a response at all.
New York Democrat Daniel Goldman went inside to see the conditions for himself and spoke to the media outside.
Stories that we've heard out of here are horrific and unfortunately consistent with what we've been hearing across the country, and ICE continues to blatantly lie about the conditions in all of these detention facilities. I've been to MDC in Brooklyn, where the immigration folks are treated like criminals, even though they have no criminal record.
The Department of Homeland Security says there are no poor conditions or abuse at the facility. The executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey, Amol Sinha, says those inside include pregnant women, and the treatment amounts to illegal abuse.
They're experiencing lack of medical care. We've heard repeatedly about these horror stories of pregnant women not getting access to care, of people with injuries not being treated, of people who are not getting access to the medicine that they need to save their lives. And just like everybody outside, everybody inside has constitutional rights too.
Meanwhile, Adriana Garzon thinks constantly of the son she lost inside the immigration detention system.
Every day we talk about him. Every day. There is no day where we don't say his name.
Karen Thomas, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.